reminded us. I've often wondered about that as well. Do you remember those times of persecution that he instigated? Do you see those parents being torn from the family and children and so on? I don't think the Lord ever allowed him to forget what God had done for him. Not in any way to condemn him, but to inspire him and spur him on to enter into the fullness of what God intended for him when he called him to be his. Praise God. That's what the grace of God should do in our lives as well. As we reflect upon the things that Jesus has done for us, it ought to just make us want to be more for him. Praise God. Let's sing number 200 also in our songbook. We'll stand and bring our offering to the Lord. Again, this offering this morning goes into our children's fund to enable children to be able to enjoy time at camp. Number 200.
Oh, wow.
something to sing about. It's not just something to talk about. But we're to receive the grace of God. And that's what we want to do this morning. God wants to minister His grace to us. And so as we sing that chorus again, maybe you want to lift your hands. I don't know how you want to express your reaching out and opening your heart to the grace that is flowing here this morning. But oh, God wants to bring that grace into every one of our lives in greater measure. Don't you think so? So let's sing it again. That's by faith. Say, Jesus, I receive you, your grace, into my life, into my need, to be all that you, to help me to be all that you have called me. Spend this time in your presence. You said, I am the resurrection and the life. You told us that the Spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead, that if He dwell in us, He will bring life to our mortal bodies. And so, Lord, we expect that You're going to manifest Yourself and bring Your saving health to us in greater measure. There are others, Lord, that are upon our hearts that are back home, that need Your touch. Visit them today, Lord. Cause the work of Your grace to go forward in their lives. Pour Your healing virtue into their bodies, Lord. We pray that changes will be wrought that will honor You as Lord and Savior and healer in their lives. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. We expect to have communion tonight as we launch this new season at camp. Thinking, of course, of the young people coming up shortly. We want to stand in faith with our counselors as well and trust that, that God will fully equip them to meet the challenges that are before them and be the blessing that He's called them to be. But there's something very precious about gathering around the table of the Lord. So take time today to prepare your heart and then come and receive. You know, our brother Edwin Walfogel, this is Brother Eddie's father, he helped us to understand that communion is not something to be refused for a child of God, but we're to look into our heart, and if we see that there's something to be confessed or something that needs to be taken care of that we maybe have been putting off, it's time to make it right and then to receive, to partake of the Lord. I've been in ministry for some years, and sometimes I notice as the plate goes by, people let it pass. Well, they don't feel worthy to partake that morning. Maybe they're conscious of something the Lord has been dealing with them about, and maybe they had an argument on the way to church. I don't know. I don't have a chance to argue with anybody. I just walked in the door, and I'm in my church building, because I live in the back of a church. But you know, when you drive to church, all different things can go on. Let's get ready. Hurry, hurry, hurry. And it always concerns me when I see them let it pass, because the Bible doesn't say examine your heart and let it pass. It says examine your heart and then partake. And we're not examining our hearts to find something good in us to make us worthy to partake. We're examining our hearts and then seeing our need of the grace of God, and then availing ourselves of his offer. He invites us all to his table, all who have been washed in his blood and belong to Christ. So let's do that today, so that we can receive, make room for all that Jesus has for us. I understand we have a song on our staff, and we'd like to give that at this time, please.